Hi, my name's Alex Olson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 27th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Alan Humphreys. I'm age 60, and I'm originally from Liverpool, but now live in Warrington.
And how are you doing today?
How?
Doing?
Very well.
Yep.
Excellent, yeah.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I was reading a local paper called the Daily Post, and it was about Mr. Gormley and his latest project, and so I'm retired, so I was just in the house and just immediately went on the website, just clicked to apply. So I'm very lucky.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I've been to Crosby Beach and seen his, well, I've passed the Angel of the North a few times following football, but I took my grandchildren to Crosby Beach and seen all that, so thought they were excellent.
And how did you feel when you found out that you actually had a place?
I felt okay. My wife was a bit perturbed, but yeah, I'm really pleased. Mm.
So what are you actually planning on doing on the plinth?
I've got a dozen t-shirts or so. Football related t-shirts, which I'm just going to constantly change every 5 minutes.
And what exactly do they?
It's all about Liverpool, mostly football club, but Liverpool City.
Are they different shirts?
Yep.
From different eras?
Yeah.
So can you tell me about football? Have you always been an avid fan?
Yeah, I first went when I was 12, but I've been all over Europe following Liverpool. I collect programmes. I've got every Liverpool programme at home since 1954. And mostly away ones. So. Which my wife isn't very pleased because it takes a whole wardrobe, well, the whole side of one room up. So.
And what does it mean to you?
Not football. It's, well, at the moment, it started off as a day out, you know. That few drinks with the boys and everything, but yeah, it's just I really enjoy watching.
And
I watch all sports, to be honest. But
how has it been following your team Liverpool's through since the age of 12?
Well, there's been a few ups and downs, obviously with Hillsborough. Fortunately, I missed that day when 96 people got killed. But my wife's sister got married, so I had to go to the wedding. But I was in Heysel in Belgium when I think 38 Italians got killed. So, but that was coming home from there. We felt like blues, really, you know, because we were in a car driving through France and everything. So it was pretty upsetting that day. So, but there's been more highs than lows, put it that way. Yeah.
And can you pinpoint one of your most elated moments watching them?
Oh yeah, 2005 in Turkey, when they won the European Cup, when they were losing 3-0 half time. That's the best moment ever. Mm.
And is your wife also an avid fan?
Not really, no. I mean, she'd support Liverpool, but she never goes. Well, I went to Australia a few years ago to watch cricket, and my wife went then, but they lost every game she went, so she's barred from going.
And how does she find it when you obviously dedicate a lot of your time to this, to the club? How does she find that?
She seems to accept it quite well. My daughter comes with me all the time now. So, well, my daughter's 37, so, but she's been going since she was a teenager. But she's the driver, so.
And what's on your shirt?
This one's Bill Shankly, who became the manager in the 60s and started the ball rolling, really. Liverpool, yeah.
And have you always lived in Liverpool?
I was born in Liverpool by the airport in Garston, but I've lived in Warrington now for 35 years. But it's only 11 miles away from where I was born, so yeah. I haven't changed my accent or anything like that. So.
And apart from football, what would you say is important in your life?
Family. Yeah. I have two grandchildren, so yeah.
Do they live nearby?
Yep, yeah, very near. My two daughters and one who's got the grandchildren, yeah, we all live within half a mile of each other.
And And are they
Liverpool
supporters
as well? Yep. Yeah. Well, what, my son-in-law, he's a Celtic supporter, so my grandson supports both, if you like, Celtic and Liverpool. Mm.
And, I mean, how was, sorry, just to go back to your childhood, how was that? You obviously grew up in Liverpool.
Mm. Yeah, I had a fine childhood, yeah. I mean, small terraced house, but my mother still lives there. She's 90. She still lives in the same house, so, yeah.
And what did you used to do for a living?
I worked in, when I left school, I worked for the City Treasury for 18 months, then to Dunlop's for 18 months, and then I went to Ford Motor Company for 36 years. And various jobs at audit, cost accounting, but I ended up as a like payroll supervisor, paying the wages.
And so just to go back to your slot, so you're going to bring up six shirts?
About 12.
Over
12. 12, yeah. And five little miniature European Cups, which Liverpool have won. So I'll just put them on the edge of the plinth and see if anyone can see them. I don't know.
And have you brought anyone with you in particular today?
My cousin came down to stay with me last night, and there's a few friends. One is in the police down here. He's coming out for lunch with his wife, and that's it.
And what are you hoping to get out of this experience?
I haven't a clue. I honestly haven't a clue. Don't know. I don't know how I'll feel when I'm up there or when I come off, so. Yeah.
And, I mean, what future wise, what are you wanting to do? Are you doing anything at the moment?
No. Just, as I say, buy and sell football programmes on the internet, and I love gardening, hanging baskets, but that's all tailed off now, so. Going on holiday on Thursday, going to Malta for 2 weeks, so.
And, how are you feeling about the live streaming?
No problem, no. I mean, I have it on at home all day. I just leave the computer on that and just, as and when, pop over and see who's on and everything.
So have you been following the project so far?
Yeah, every day, yeah, since it started.
What do you think of it so far?
I think it's been some amazing people on, yeah. But obviously, I mean, the young girl who's on now, she's just sitting there, isn't she? But if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do, so. Yeah.
And how do you think it's kind of added to London? It's in the heart of London, I suppose.
I don't really know. Obviously, people going to work, if I'm on notice, like 8-7 till 9 o'clock, there's people going past, and obviously see different people all the time, but like tourists probably wondering what's going on, so it's obviously it's getting good advertisements.
Right, well, how are you feeling about it?
Fine, yeah. Just looking forward to it.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.